Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, March 7th. The CybertruckTalk.com forum has been keeping a tally of reservation holders who self-report online, currently counting 1,400 Tesla Cybertruck reservations. The site reads, quote, "Data crowdsourced by more than 1,400 members of the Tesla enthusiast community and shared with CybertruckTalk.com reveals the top states for Cybertruck reservations," close quote. Expectedly, the number one state is California, holding 12.9%. Next is Texas at 6.3%, followed by Florida with 5.43%. According to the tally, only 17% of reservation holders want the single-motor Cybertruck, which is the least expensive version, starting at just $40,000. Tesla has received the green light to start producing a new version of the Model 3 long-range rear-wheel drive in China. When announcing the production of the Model 3 in China, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said that the automaker would only produce the lower-end versions of the car in China, and the other higher-end models would be produced in Fremont, California. As reported by Reuters, quote, "Tesla Incorporated has secured Chinese government approval to sell longer-range China-made Model 3 vehicles in China," the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology said on Friday, close quote. Tesla has started releasing the first vehicle identification numbers for the Model Y, hinting at the production volume of the electric SUV. All buyers are so far reporting VINs between 400 and 800, which could, possibly, maybe, just might indicate that Tesla is preparing to deliver about 400 Model Y SUVs at this time. With the release of Tesla's new track mode, a visualization can be saved onto a personal hard drive. In the full release notes for the new track mode, Tesla writes, quote, "You can now save a video and data of the track mode driving session to a plugged-in USB flash drive. When Save Dashcam for Laps is enabled, track mode stores a video of each lap in a driving session when using the lap timer," close quote. And concluding our Tesla coverage today, Electrek's editor-in-chief Fred Lambert bought the cheapest Model X flagship SUV for a mere $30,000. There's a catch, of course. Lambert explains in a video found on Electrek's YouTube channel.
The reason why it's so cheap is because it also might be the highest mileage Model X ever. This vehicle was owned by TestLoop, a service of rental cars and a taxi service between San Diego and here in Los Angeles. We're talking about a vehicle with over 400,000 miles on it. This video was more a superficial look at it. We're gonna do more videos on it on the YouTube channel on Electrek, so make sure to subscribe.
Chinese car company XPeng is boasting that its P7 EV boasts the highest range of EVs made or assembled in China. This was verified by the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology in China. The possible range is 706 kilometers, which is about 310 miles, as measured using what is called the New European Driving Cycle, or NEDC. The EV startup reminds us that the P7 uses the latest generation of prismatic cells. With its 80.87 kilowatt-hour battery pack, it boasts an energy density of 170 watt-hours per kilogram. Honda will begin to sell its all-electric Honda e-mini car in Europe this summer. The vehicle will have a 35.5 kilowatt-hour battery, generously stated for a range of 138 miles. Honda expects to sell about 10,000 of these units annually in Europe. Unfortunately, the cute little retro EV is not coming to the United States. Carlos Tavares, chief executive of PSA, the car group holding Peugeot, Opel, Citroën, and soon-to-be Fiat and Chrysler, this week said that without subsidies, EV demand collapses. Speaking on a conference call that replaced the canceled Geneva Auto Show, Tavares said, quote, "When some markets cancel some subsidies, demand collapses. The battle from now on is that zero-emission vehicles become affordable between now and 2025. We are selling our electric vehicles to green addicts. We didn't move the pragmatists." Close quote. And fittingly, let's move on to Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly. U.S. cities, especially in California and the Northeast, are increasingly banning natural gas in buildings, but at least five United States are pushing back. Mississippi, Minnesota, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Tennessee have all introduced bills that prohibit gas bans in buildings. Connecticut State Senator Matt Lesser is pushing a bill that would require the state's insurance commissioner to study and report on climate change issues. As reported from S&P Global, Lesser said, quote, The bill aims to create transparency about both the support insurers provide to the fossil fuel industry and the risks the insurance industry is taking on when it comes to climate change. Close quote. Wind Energy North America will begin work this year on a 38-square-mile wind farm in White Hills, about 40 miles north of Kingman, Arizona. In remote Rajasthan, India, Aditya and Poonam Singh bought land next to the Ranthambore Tiger Reserve and allowed forests to grow back. As reported by the World Economic Forum, Aditya said, quote, "I just bought this and did nothing to it except remove the invasive species. We allowed the land to recover, and now, after 20 years, it has become a lush, green patch of forest, which is frequently visited by all kinds of animals, including tigers, leopards, and wild boars, throughout the year." Close quote. The city of New York put teeth on their 50-year-old anti-idling law, recently offering bounties to zealous citizens who report petroleum pagans for putt-putting their paltry pelf on the poor public. And New York further threatens its polluters to stop their idle with a message from Billy Idol.
Hey, New York, Billy Idol here. Don't clog our lungs with your car fumes. Billy never idles. Shut your damn engine off.
A new study published on Wednesday in Nature states that the tropical forests are absorbing less carbon dioxide. Simon Lewis, professor at the School of Geography at Leeds University and a senior author of the research, said, quote, "There is a lot of talk about offsetting, but the reality is that every country and every sector needs to reach zero emissions, with any small amount of residual emissions needing to be removed from the atmosphere. The use of forests as an offset is largely a marketing tool for companies to try to continue with business as usual." Close quote. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a first ride video was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Onyx RCR electric moped. The classic design modern vehicle features a 3-kilowatt continuous rear hub motor, a 72-volt 23-amp-hour removable battery, front suspension fork and dual rear coilover suspension, and a top speed of 60 miles an hour or 96 kilometers per hour. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you on the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.